Yeah, well, I've been home. We've been home for a while now. But, just trying to get back in the swing of normal life.
Do you remember what that's about at all?
Yeah, well, I got married.
You did?
So, yeah. What? Well, I actually flew from the last show of our tour with Matt Costa and flew to Atlanta where I got married.
Oh, congratulations.
Thanks a lot. I appreciate it.
So how long have you been married now?
Oh, about a month.
Yep.
We just celebrated our 1 month anniversary.
Cool, man. Now, was this the girl you've known for a while?
Yeah.
Cool.
We've been together for almost 4 years.
Oh, very good.
Yeah.
So she's been with you through a lot of the 88 magic.
Sure.
Yeah, man.
Yeah.
I gotta say, I stumbled across over and over, and then dove deeper into a Kind of Light.
Uh-huh.
And, Over and Over is such a strong album.
Thank you.
Up and down, side to side, any way you look at it. And All 'Cause of You gets me some great comments when I play it on my show.
Oh, cool.
And I can also start out by saying, and this one goes out to my wife. And that always works out pretty well when you get home.
Yeah, exactly.
So, yeah, so, I want to thank you for that tune in particular. I think it really, shows off your voice for sure.
Oh, thanks.
It's a good tune. Yeah, good tune.
I appreciate it.
Jesus is Good is another one of my favorites on that album.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, it's a cool tune.
No one mentions that one very often, but...
Yeah, I think it's because I'm not really a religious guy, and, I usually tend to skip over tunes that have Jesus in the title. So
that was actually the oldest song on the record. That was like 8 years old.
Mm-hmm. It's catchy.
Yeah, it's like, it's weird. It's just written at a totally different time in my life.
Yeah. Yeah. Maybe that's why it sticks out for me on the album.
Yeah. You know, we wanted to put something on there that, was a little more challenging or something, or a little different, because we just felt like we just had a lot of the same stuff on there. But
how would you describe the band? Unfortunately, a lot of music gets put into genres these days, so indie's covering a lot of things, but I tend to focus on a lot of bands that tend to be, I guess, genre unspecific.
Mm-hmm.
And you guys seem to be getting that pop rock sort of label.
Yeah.
And I think musically, okay, maybe, but I think lyrically, it's a lot more than that. How do you feel about the label pop rock?
Well, I think in the true sense of the term, I think we are.
Yep.
But I think pop rock, the definition of pop rock has changed. So it's, we also get called power pop.
Yeah,
a lot.
Power
pop. I don't relate with that at all. I don't, because of the other bands that are considered power pop, I don't really see the similarities.
Mm-hmm.
But I mean, as far as this pop music, I think we are, in a sense, and just like the Beatles and the Kinks are a pop band,
Yeah, there's some tracks on there, and I was playing it for my wife the other day, and I said, honey, listen, here's where the pop is. And there's tunes that you guys sound like the young Beatles-esque, let's say. No one's gonna sound like them, but very, very, very cool pop, maybe not popular pop is what I'm trying to say. I don't know what it is, you're strong lyrically.
Oh, thanks. I don't think we have a whole lot in common with the pop today.
Yeah.
But I guess it just comes down to writing catchy, short songs, and those are the things I've always loved,
Yeah, they're fun.
So.
I think that's what you got. You guys are just real fun. And I, any plans to head over? I'm in Connecticut. Any plans to come back over the East? I know you've been to New York. You've played in New York before.
Yeah, we played in Boston.
Yeah.
Todd, our new bass player, is actually from Connecticut.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Huh.
So I know we'll make it over there at some point. Right now, like I said, we just got back. We're just waiting on waiting to see what happens and kind of just trying to figure out the best thing to do from here.
Yeah, you've had a lot of side things going on with, you know, the resume is now, gosh, Jimmy Kimmel Show and the OC and Surviving Christmas, that Ben Affleck comedy. You guys, you know, you're all over the map.
Well, we've been really fortunate to be embraced by the film and TV world.
Yeah.
That's been really great, you know, especially these days, or maybe any day, I don't know. It's hard to get your music out there. And it's been a surprising way for us, you know. We never set out to get our stuff into TV and movies and stuff, and then all of a sudden it just started happening.
Yeah, how did that kind of go down? Someone was in the right place, right time, and just happened to hear you?
Well, we used to, when we first started out playing around L.A., we would we made these CD samplers, like three or four songs on a disc, and we'd go to shows and pass them out front, you know, like with a flyer to our next show or whatever. And I think it was outside a Supergrass show, and Adam, the keyboard player, passed one out to this guy named Danny Bonair, who went home and listened to it and actually liked it, you know. And he that's what he does. He places music in TV and movies. So
wow,
he just started working with us, and he's just gotten really great results, you know.
Yeah,
so we've been really lucky.
Yeah, good luck and timing, you know. Good stuff. Now, what are you listening to these days? What's in your iPod? Or what's on your turntable?
No, I have an iPod. I like, I really love older music the most.
Yep.
But I kind of stay on myself to listen to newer stuff. So, I like Ron Sexsmith.
Okay.
I don't know if you ever heard him, but
no.
He's like he's in a singer-songwriter kind of. He would be considered, I guess, a singer-songwriter, but really great songwriter. And I like him. And there's this guy named Richard Swift who's starting to become, you know, get bigger and stuff.
But yeah, we get a lot of, you know, a lot of CDs here at the station. And, yep, I'm sure I've bumped into that name.
Yeah, he's really great. I just bought a ton of stuff on iTunes.
Yep.
But I'm trying to think of what I got.
So what are
some? I think I got some folks like Sandy Denny and Fairport Convention. And
interesting, folky rock.
Well, I really like a lot of that stuff too.
So what are the?
I bought the Raconteurs out of curiosity.
Huh.
And I thought it was okay.
What about the old tunes you mentioned? What do you listen to, you know, and let's say, what would your vinyl collection include?
The Beatles are on a whole other level, like, in my opinion. I think they're, like, the best band ever, and everyone else is kind of a distant second.
Mm-hmm.
So they're always, you know, I'll always listen to them. And then I think my other favorite band is the Kinks.
Uh-huh. Very cool.
And then the Stones and Dylan is. I'm a huge Dylan fan. You know, all those bands, those are the bands that made me want to play music, made me want to write songs, and you know, and I there's a lot of other, you know, the Zombies. I love the Zombies and David Bowie.
Ah, yes.
You know, all that stuff is still the most exciting stuff to me.
Right.
It's still the stuff that made me, you know, not want to leave my room and not as a teenager, so it's still the same. I mean, I'm trying to think.
It's funny how the stuff that might have pushed you as a younger man still can push you today.
Yeah, I mean, especially with a band like the Beatles. I mean, I was having this conversation with my friend the other day, and every time you put them on, like through all these years of listening to them, we still, like, have that same conversation were like, "Oh, dude, what? What are they? Oh my God!
How did they?
Wait,
do that?
Did you hear that? You know, and it's always like something new and something you didn't notice before. I mean, they're just crazy.
Now, who played the accordion on Jesus?
Adam.
It was Adam.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, figures a piano. So,
that's yeah, back in the day, we used to play a lot more with. The band.
The band.
A huge influence.
Okay.
They're one of our all time favorite bands. And so, like, when we, you know, so he would play accordion and, you know, I had a mandolin and we would try to be like them, you know, and do songs in that style. We were never very good at it, but.
Well, you found something here.
Yeah, you know, I mean, we were always really interested in that and kind of imitating them, you know.
Yeah, the band.
Mm-hmm.
Now, who's the girl on the album cover?
It's a friend of the, a friend of a friend. Our friend Mike Reich, who directed the video, the Hide Another Mistake video.
Yep.
She's in the last shot of the video, and that's actually, that picture is taken from that day.
Cool.
So she's just a friend of his.
She's a friend of a friend.
Yeah, she's nice.
Good. Well, that's always nice. It's nice to work, nice to get along with folks you're working with.
Mm-hmm.
So, any plans for the future that you can, you know, I know you're getting back to real life now, but any visions that you do see that may, might be even a different path than you've taken already?
Musically?
Sure.
I would imagine that the next record would be different. I don't know. We haven't really had any time to get together, but just, I don't know, I think it'll be a different record. I don't know. I mean, we set out on the second one to make a different record than the first one.
And you succeeded there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Huh. I don't see why that would change. I don't want, you know, I don't want to keep doing the same thing.
Yeah. So
when I was younger, I didn't understand that when bands would change. Not that there's going to be any drastic changes, but, you know.
Well, I guess, yeah. Some folks do it to make the buck. Some folks do it to make a better musical album.
Yeah, I mean, so I guess don't know how we can make it catchier.
No.
You know, we are what we are, and it's never going to be that drastically different. But, you know, I'm excited to approach it in a different way, which is kind of what we did with the second one, where we just went in, worked with a producer for the first time, and focused on band performances a lot more.
Yeah.
First one was just really pieced together. And so. But, I mean, yeah, we'll see what happens. I mean, we're just, we have some dates in August and we have some local stuff. We're going to Colorado and doing some shows with Matt Costa again. And I don't know. We're just kind of home.
It's time to enjoy home, I guess, for a little while first.
Yeah, we're ready to start playing again.
Yeah,
but you know, Brandon's getting married soon. It's going to be very hectic.
Yeah. Any plans for a solo thing?
No, not right now.
Yeah,
but I would love to someday.
Sure, just another avenue.
Yeah, it would be great. I mean, I think that's like the hardest thing about being in a band is just making everyone happy, I guess.
Yep. Well, that's the hardest thing in any relationship. So
yeah.
So welcome to marriage too, by the way.
Thanks. But I think in the end, it something better comes out of it. Like,
yeah.
I don't think that I could go off and make a record as good as what I make with these guys. So that, you know, I think I could have a lot of fun doing it.
Yep.
But I don't know that necessarily if it would be better.
That's a good way to put it. What's up with your label? Is it Mutron?
Mutron is a label that, it's a friend of ours who offered us his distribution.
Okay.
And that's basically what that is. And then
It's part
but he's not. It's not a real label. I mean, it is a label, but it's
more distributor.
We use the distribution. We put his name on the record, and then
EMK is the
EMK is our is a friend of ours who has basically supported our band and put out both records.
Cool. Well, good stuff. Good stuff.
Thanks.
Any plans or any thoughts of who you might want to work with in the future? You know, let's say the 88 grabs on to an opening act, another member. You know, not another member, but just an artist out there, a name maybe folks don't know or someone recognizable.
I don't know. I'm sure there's someone I'm not.
What about Ray? What about Ray Davies?
Oh, yeah, I mean, obviously. I just met him, actually, at South by Southwest. That was a thrill.
Nice.
Yeah. Totally. Yeah, I mean, guys, like, of course.
That would be pretty cool.
Paul McCartney. Wouldn't be too bad.
Nah, not too bad.
I'm actually excited to be playing with Todd, our bass player.
Now, where does Todd come to you from?
He's been in bands around town here for a while. He's lived out here for quite a while. And really, really talented musician, just overall really good singer, songwriter. So it's definitely going to bring something. It's going to bring something to the band. It's going to be great. I mean, we all miss Carlos, and it was really hard. You know, and hopefully someday in the future we can somehow make something work with him, but he had a kid, and he's another one on the way. He can't stand being away from them touring, so he just had to make a tough decision, you know. And you know, we all love him and support him, and it's been really hard for everybody. But you know, on the bright side, it's great to have Todd around.
Yeah. So you know, Carlos can be a consultant.
Yeah.
When he can, that's
hey,
you know, it's admirable that he made the right decision. I think.
Absolutely, we all understand.
That's a hard thing to do.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, like you said, now you got it. You know, some new blood.
Yeah, and he's a great bass player, but he brings much more than that to the table. So.
Cool. Well, I'm looking forward to hearing the next work with Todd and what you guys are up to. Hopefully, try to catch you live somewhere down the road. I'd love to see the experience live. I think it would be real fun.
Yeah, I think that's our strongest, the best thing about the band.
Yeah.
It's definitely us playing live. Definitely, we have a lot of fun, so.
Yeah. It definitely came out in that second album because it is the music that stays in your head for a while. You hum, you know, and things like that, and those are the signs of good tunes.
Thanks a lot, man. I appreciate it.
Well, I appreciate your tunes, and especially, like I said, all because of you. Just there's something about it. I don't know. It's just one of those songs. So
thank you.
I want to make sure that my listeners know about it a little bit further.
Awesome. So, thank you very much.
Well, you're welcome, and it was nice to chat with you.
You too. Your name's Walt?
Yeah, my name's Walt. I go by Mr. G.
Mr. G. Okay, thank you very much.
No trouble. Thanks for taking the time to speak to me. And turkey or ham?
What's that?
Turkey or ham?
Turkey.
All right, man. Thank you so much for your time.
Thank you very much, Walt.
Bye now.
Have a good day.
You as well. Bye.